Today on the Inland Journal podcast, we follow up on last week's Washington State HIV conference in Spokane. The treatment of HIV has come a long way in more than 30 years, and the results of contracting the virus have changed considerably. Whereas at one time HIV led to certain death, now it's more of a chronic disease that can be managed. Scientists have found that people with low virus levels, on a good medication regimen and healthy, are incapable of spreading the virus to others through sex. It's a situation some have dubbed undetectable equals untransmittable, or U equals U. Today we talk with Bruce Richmond, the executive director of the National U Equals U campaign. He spoke at last week's HIV conference. And with Dale Brees, a Spokane man who has lived with the virus for 34 years. He works with the Spokane HIV AIDS Advisory Board. So Bruce, you're here to talk about something called U Equals U. Give me an idea about the magnitude of what that is all about for those of us who may not follow this.
So many of us who live with HIV never imagined a time when we could love, we could have sex, we could conceive children without fear. We always had to protect our partners from us, from the virus that was in our blood, in our genital fluids. And that's a terrible feeling. So when you're talking about the most important things in life, love, intimacy, and families, HIV came between us and our partners. Now, this changes everything. It changes everything for our social lives, our sexual lives, our reproductive lives. It sets us free from that fear, that shame, the stigma that we've been living with and dying from for decades.
Do you remember how you found out about this and how you felt when you heard about it?
Yes. 9 years after I was diagnosed, I had an encounter where I was really worried that I had put someone at risk. And I went to my doctor with this partner, and my doctor said, no, it's impossible for you to have transmitted to him. And this is back in 2012. And I said, are you really? Is that true? And he said, yes. I said, will you put it in writing? He said, well, I won't put it in writing, but that is really what we know in the field. So it changed everything for me. I had always been so fearful of passing on HIV to someone that I loved. So I didn't love. I didn't have that opportunity. I didn't feel I had that opportunity. And now knowing U equals U opened up a whole new world for me, relationships and dating and intimacy that I never thought would be possible.
So Dale, what did you think about when you heard about U equals U? You're wearing a t-shirt that has hashtag U equals U on it.
Well, it was very freeing in a lot of ways. I was diagnosed here not recently, but in 1985 at Spokane Regional Health Department. And so, been through the era of the talk about quarantine from the early era and what to do with the HIV positive I'm seconding what Bruce just shared about, the lack of intimacy, the lack of getting closeness to proximity to my fellow human and such through the years. And so when U equals U came out, it was a big aha moment for myself because, there's a lot of psychosocial compact issues that come through the years of living with, and there still is, even with U equals U. But yet it was relieving to finally think about that. If I was to risk, even outside of sexually, anybody's life with my blood and such, I really, it's like, hey, I came to tears the first time, actually. I did cut myself after I learned of this. And because it was like my anxieties always would flare around not wanting to, have somebody exposed to the virus. So
Bruce, tell me, is this, when we hear the term settled science these days when it comes to climate change and others, is this settled science when it comes to biology?
Absolutely. I mean, the science has been evolving since 1996, since the invention of these kinds of therapies. But now we have studies that have been published in the world's leading journal. The studies looked at over 125,000 acts of condomless sex between men and women and men and women, men and men, and there were no transmissions. So the scientists who typically never say zero risk are now saying on a global scale, in the global platform, there is zero risk. The CDC has confirmed this. The World Health Organization has confirmed this. UNAIDS has confirmed this. And over 675 organizations now from almost 100 countries have signed on to endorse this message as well. Now, That's almost half the countries in the world have signed on and endorsed this campaign, this message.
And yet at the same time, HIV is still a transmissible. What are the conditions under which people get to that U equals U sort of status?
Well, it's really important that people go on medication and stay on medication and get their labs done regularly and stay in care. So we always say TLC. So stay on your treatment, get your labs done, and stay connected to care, and go on and live your life and have the kind of sex and love and intimacy without any fear. But right now in the United States, we're doing really poorly compared to other high-income countries. We only have 50% of people living with HIV who are on treatment and undetectable. So we have a long way to go to make sure that people living with HIV are diagnosed and get into care and have the services that they need to get to undetectable and stay undetectable for our lives and to prevent new transmissions.
So you have the U versus U equals U campaign, came out 2 or 3 years ago. What message are you trying to get out to people?
Well, we're trying to get messages out. I mean, it started in summer of 2016. And the message we aim to get out to people living with HIV, their providers, the policymakers, and the public is that people living with HIV who have access to treatment or are on treatment and in care cannot transmit HIV anymore. There's no reason to be afraid. We need to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to get to this point, to get to undetectable, again, for our personal health, and also to get us to the end of the epidemic. It's urgent information that we get out.
I want you to know that it's giving really a lot of light to individuals that didn't think there was light in the world. Locally, like even in the homeless population, that individuals that I work with in a daily basis and see that, you know, when I was able to give them this message, they lit up with tears. Like so many have about the message, and they went right in to get into care, and so it was amazing because it institutes a new mental health piece that is like the hope, and that's really what we're coming out of. It's like coming out of the shadows into this lightness. So,
is there a false sense of security as people hear about part of the message and they don't hear the rest of the message? As in, you need to continue to be vigilant in watching out for your health.
I think so. I think some people are concerned that people living with HIV aren't smart enough to know that medicine only works if you take it. So in any other kind of disease or condition, take your medicine and it works. I think that, when people are saying that people with HIV aren't going to be sophisticated enough to know that in order to stay undetectable, you need to stay on your treatment and stay in care, they're just uncomfortable with the message and they're not doing the work to make sure that the message gets out comprehensively to people.
How well do you think the U equals U idea is getting out among the greater public? I mean, this is the first time that I had heard about it when I heard about the conference that's in Spokane this week.
It definitely has. It's a newer message to get out. And so, like, you'll see that we were successful in getting an ad into the Inlander last week, and that hit 50,000, homes and readership. And that's a big change in how we, how do you market a kind of treatment modality the importance of it. And so, and some of the old systems, I think, need to, be awoken to this. And because it's the individual living with HIV is the one that's actually pushing the message more than the general public overall.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with what Dale said, is that we're seeing a lot of these advocates rising up, not just in the United States, but around the world, who are educating their doctors, pushing their health ministries to align with the science and to promote the science, not the continued stigma. The United States is not doing as well. Similarly, they're not doing as well in terms of getting people into care. They're also not doing as well as getting this message out as other countries like the United Kingdom, Vietnam, Uganda, even places like New Zealand, where there's a very the problem of HIV is really small. So we need more efforts in the United States at the very highest levels in the U.S. Federal Health Department. This is endorsed and pushed at National Institutes of Health, at the CDC, but the trickle down is taking a while. People are still resistant to change, even then when it's good for them and for their own community. Change is scary, especially when it relates to HIV and people with HIV.
I still see the word, even this week as I was reading something about HIV in sub-Saharan Africa, the word epidemic tied to HIV. Do you still consider it an epidemic?
Absolutely, absolutely. In many parts of the world, but there are places like Seattle that are getting close to ending the epidemic. They're meeting these goals set up by the United Nations, the 90-90-90 goals of getting people into care, getting people on treatment, getting people to an undetectable viral load. So that's going to be a way to end the epidemic, but it's certainly still here. It's certainly a problem, and it needs to be addressed urgently still, even in places like the United States, especially in the South.
You both are still living with HIV. Is it something that you think about constantly? I mean, even though you're managing to, you both look like really healthy guys, it looks like you're doing pretty well. Is it still kind of at the back of your mind?
Always. Every day.
You too?
Because I do this work every day, 24/7. Yeah, and now being single and sort of dating people now, again, I was in a partnership throughout the first 3 years of the campaign. Now, being single, I have to start to get back to the disclosing again and telling people about my status and wondering if they're going to be educated and comfortable being intimate with me and hoping that they will be sort of evolved and aware that I pose no risk to them. In fact, I pose no risk to them and folks that are believe that they're HIV negative and haven't been diagnosed often are actually HIV positive. And that's where all the majority of the transmissions are occurring.
From people who don't know,
who
haven't had a diagnosis.
And those that are still struggling to get onto to treatment.
So then do you encourage people who think perhaps that they've engaged in some risky behavior, go and get yourself checked out just so you know?
Absolutely. I mean, testing is really important. We need to increase the options for testing in the United States. Like, we need more home testing kits. We need as many kinds of touch points to get people tested as possible. We also need people to be aware of what a negative test means. It means that you're negative as of the beginning of this something called the waiting period. So in some cases, that waiting period is 3 months before the test. Sometimes it's 7 days, but depending on the test. So that test could mean you're confirmed HIV negative as of 3 months before this test. And if the person had sex during that time, it's possible that they're living with HIV and they don't know it. So awareness around what these tests mean is really important. Right now in the United States, there are hundreds of thousands of people living with HIV whose lives are at risk. They are suffering from depression, from isolation, from suicide, from intimate partner violence, from prosecution, from murder, because they and other people wrongly believe that they're infectious. And we need to make sure they get that information urgently. Their lives are at risk because other people and they perceive that they are a risk. In this country, all the U.S. HIV and AIDS organizations need to make this a top priority. There is no more important information to get to people with HIV and the public than this right now. We're seeing it in other countries. We're not yet seeing that kind of commitment in the United States, except for these like pockets of miracles like in Spokane and places like Columbus and Kansas City and Baton Rouge and New York City. We're seeing these pockets of really excellent work. But on a national level, there hasn't been the momentum among our organizations.
Bruce Richman is the leader of the National Undetectable Equals Untransmittable, or U Equals U campaign. He spoke at the Washington State HIV Conference in Spokane last week. Dale Breese is a Spokane man who has lived with HIV for 34 years. He works with the Spokane HIV/AIDS Advisory Board. To find and subscribe to the Inland Journal podcast, search for Inland Journal in iTunes, NPR One, or Google Play, or find it on the Inland Journal page at SpokanePublicRadio.org. And tell us what you think of the program by sending your comments to inlandjournal@kpbx.org. Thank you for listening. Have a good week. I'm Doug Nadvornik.